Yes, I'm Dr. Stogu doing dictation of initial psychiatric evaluation for the present center and corporation. Patient name is Jin Wright, GINWRIGHT, Destiny, DESTINY. Her case number is 109656. Date of birth is 11-22-1998. Date of evaluation is January 23rd, 2013. Identification data. Destiny is a 14-year-old single African-American female living with her mother, Christina Lee. Her three brothers and three sisters also living in the same house. She has been repeating 7th grade at Stewart, S-T-E-W-E-R-T, elementary and middle school. Reason for evaluation. Reason for psychiatric evaluation. Problem with the anger, aggressive behavior, history of present illness. According to mother, Destiny has behavioral difficulties both at home and in school. Her anger has been excessively increasing since age 11. She involved in fighting, cursing, putting hands on other. She is defiant, oppositional, threatening, does not follow rules, regulation, both at home and school. However, she never make any threat to kill herself or the other. She has been repeating second grades and her grades. Average grade point is always low. Destiny describes that people make her angry because they don't listen to her. And she believes these people are against her, making fun of her, and that's why she does not listen to teacher, siblings, or other classmates. She has several suspensions in the classroom. She denies, she claims that sometimes she gets depressed, sad, because people frustrate her. But she denies any trouble with the sleep or appetite, or any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. Denies any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. Denies any use of alcohol or drugs. She describes in the classroom, she has difficulty to stay focused. Her mind wanders. She gets easily distracted and often disrupts the classroom. She also noticed that it is hard for her to organize herself. Her mind never rests. And she has hard time to make decisions. When people talk about her, she indicates she loves herself and also have number of friends. Past psychiatric history. Is unremarkable for any trauma, abuse, neglect. There is no elimination problem. Her development history was born at Detroit Riverview Hospital, full term. Her birth weight was 6 pounds and 2 ounces. She met her milestone early. There was no prenatal, natal, or any perinatal events. School history, she started school when she was in fifth grade. She has several suspension, never been tested for learning problem. However, grades always low and she repeating 7th grade. She denies any speech difficulties. She admits often she overactive, impulsive, inattentive, fidget, disturb other kids, and get mad in the classroom. If she cannot answer the questions to the teacher or other kids bother her, her medical history is unremarkable for any trauma, for any allergies or health issues. She is not currently on any medication. Family history. Her mother is 40-year-old. Her father is also 40-year-old. They are not married. She has got 3 brothers and 3 sisters. Her mother has been in treatment for depression and anxiety and eating disorder. Her father, according to Ms. Lee, her father has been in contact but never used any alcohol or drugs. There is a history of hypertension in the family. Daily activities. She can take care of activity of daily living. She likes Bad Girls Club and other TV programs. She does not like sports. Social history. She describes she has number of friends. Her best friend is Titania, T-A-T-I-N-E. Substance abuse history. She denies any use of alcohol or drugs. On mental examination, she presented as a young African-American female, 5 feet 5 inches in height, 152 pounds in weight. She was wearing a gray jacket and a black trouser. Her grooming hygiene was fair. She was cooperative, attentive, alert and oriented times 3. Her speech was clear. Hearing was normal, mood was pleasant, effort was appropriate. She denied any suicidal thoughts, plan, or any attempt. She was sitting little distance from her mother. She claimed her best friend is Tatiana, and her favorite person is her mother. Her 3 whistles. She want to that her family should go to heaven, have lot of money, and she like to improve her behavior. She understand that she has problem with the anger. She should make a right choices. And when she grew older, she liked to be a veterinarian. Her association thinking was logical. There is no unreality, depersonalization. Her memory, immediate listen, remote memory was good. Concentration was, at times she was inattentive. Her thought content, there was no obsessive compulsive component, and it was normal. There was no tangentiality or any loosening in association. There is no oddity of visual hallucination. Her motor activity was somewhat normal, although little fidgety was seen. Her calculation ability, she has hard time to multiply 4 times 7, not able to subtract 7 from 100, although she can add 9 plus 7 is 16. PSC denies any fantasies and dreams. She named Obama as the president of USA, but she is not able to name 5 big cities. She can recognize alphabets and the numbers. She can read and write. And she is right-handed and wrote, "I love my cat." She can differentiate between tree and a bush. One is bigger than another. And if she found an envelope on the street, she will mail it. Her formal appraisal judgment seems to be limited. Diagnostic impression. This is a 14-year-old African-American female presenting with a problem with the anger, low frustration tolerance. Poor academic functioning, difficulty in organization, problem in attention span, temper outburst, oppositional defiant behavior, and difficulty to deal with the people, and often get mood changes. The present behavior could be part of psychosocial factors. Other environmental factors are maybe due to possible inattentive part of the ADHD. Diagnostic impression, access 1. Oppositional defiant behavior. Rule out attention deficit disorder. Inattentive type. Access 2, access 1 also, mood disorder NOS. Access 2, rule out learning disability. Access 3, differ. Access 4, problem with the anger, poor academic functioning. Access 5, 50, prognosis, fair to guarded recommendation. To get school report, counter testing from the teacher. Number 2, get physical examination, baseline levity workup. Number 3, individual, family therapy, behavioral therapy, anger management. Access 4, after getting above information, I will further review the case for possibility of adding psychotropic medication. Number 6, I provided her mother literature about ADHD for her review, and a follow-up appointment was given in 4 weeks. End of the patient.